I recently visited Emily Dickinson's house in Amherst. It was a very moving experience to be in that little room, referred to as a mighty room, in her poetry, where she wrote all those poems, and to see her desk, which was tiny. It was a little, small, square table, small square of wood. It was astonishing to see, and I was filled with wonder at how much had flowed from so small a space. But I thought perhaps her characteristically concentrated and terse verse forms might perhaps have something to do with that small space. So I wrote this poem, rather in her form, as a kind of tribute. It's called Emily Dickinson's Desk. So slight and spare a square of wood sustained so great a muse. How plain and flat the door is made to such a subtle maze. Perhaps the limits of this desk, its strict restraint of space, informed the poet's take and task and turned restraint to grace. Here in this narrow paradise, she pledged and kept her troth and trimmed her lamp and trained her verse, and slantwise told her truth.